Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hi, welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so excited to dive into this next episode. I almost feel like it needs to be part two of our last episode. I had so many of you guys reach out saying how that was exactly what you wanted to hear. And I'm going to be honest, that means I feel like I need to do the part two, because if you are feeling that way or you have been feeling that way, I want to be able to give you some insight, maybe some ideas, maybe some things to expect if you are going to be that person that goes for the leap of faith. And I think this is probably one of the hardest lessons to learn, but one of the most important ones to know about beforehand, because if it can be blindsiding to you, it can truly be devastating. And I want that to be known, that not everybody is going to be cheering in your corner. And that's a really hard concept to even think about, because so many times in our lives when we are excited about something, or you get set on something, or you've worked up the courage in order to make a change, you are excited about it. But what I want you to understand is that you have had X amount of time, you've had months, you've had weeks, you've had situations, you've had signs, you have been dealing with this for a long time. And so whenever you come into a conclusion, or you come to an idea, or you decide to make a change, this is not the first time you're hearing about it, right? You have listened, and you have wanted, and you've prayed, and you've asked, and you've decided that you're going to make a change. And so for you, this is the next step. So you're excited, but maybe you're taking this to those who are close to you and those who are around you, and they aren't quite as responsive, or you didn't get the response that you were wanting from them. I don't know about you, but that has happened to me. And I want to be able to warn you, or let you know, that it's okay. And I want to give you the grace to give them grace, that it's not their job to be excited for you. And I know you want them to be on your level. I know you want them to be cheering you on. I know you want them to be excited for you. But one of the hardest lessons to learn is that sometimes people love you the way that you are helping or benefiting them. And sometimes you making big changes, even though it's important in your life, is going to change how you show up in their life, and they are going to be guarding their heart. And I want to tell you, instead of holding on to resentment, instead of holding on to, I can't believe she's not supporting me, I can't believe he's not encouraging me, I can't believe he sees my side of the story, before you go into the defensive mechanism, I want to just remind you that this is the first time that they are hearing it. And so it is going to take them out of kilter. It's going to take them off their rocker, because for them, even though this is exciting for you, it is a ripple effect, and who you are and how you're showing up is going to change for them. And so maybe they're not going to be as responsive, and maybe they're not going to be supportive. Maybe they will eventually, but I want to remind you, you cannot let the idea of what other people think about you change how you feel. And that's inevitable. If you are having doubts, if you are feeling like who you are isn't enough, if you feel like you're not on the right path, if you feel like you're called to do something different, don't backtrack that just because of how other people are reacting. And I do want you to take into consideration, maybe you're thinking of your spouse. That is super important, and you do need to discuss that with them. But I want you to stand your ground when it comes to how you feel is allowed to be whatever it is. You are allowed to have whatever your feelings are. And just because someone doesn't understand or someone doesn't agree with it doesn't make them wrong. It doesn't make you wrong. It doesn't make your feelings wrong. And I want you to be able to give them the benefit of the doubt that if this is hurtful for them, I need you to understand that as humans, the first thing that we do is be defensive so that we can fix it. And I want to tell you that because I don't want you to take these big leaps of faith and have painted in your mind because you are finally at peace with it. You are feeling like you're finding a solution to whatever situation that you have found yourself in. You're excited for it, but just understand that not everybody is going to be that way. And not everybody's going to appreciate your change. Not everybody's going to approve of it. And not everybody is going to support it. But at the end of the day, I need you to take inventory in who you are and what you're showing up for. Is what you're doing going to better your life? And I don't just mean financially. I don't just mean what it looks like on social media, but asking yourself, if you showing up in this way, is it going to benefit your attitude? Is it going to benefit your self-talk? Is it going to give you belief again? Is it going to make it to where you are able to serve others to your actual full ability? Do you feel like you showing up in this way, you making this decision, is going to bring you closer to your God? And that is the thing that you have to ask yourself in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the scary, in the midst of the unknown. I know that right now in the middle and the messy, it's hard, but I want to give you the little reminder that it won't always be this way. You will have relief. You will have strength, and you will set up on this journey and you will make your change and you will see that this was the right step either way. And that doesn't mean staying or leaving. There's no right answer. It's the answer that you choose is the one that God is going to support you in, because guess what? He has known what the answer is all along. You may not know, and you may feel like this is really uncertain, and you may feel like this is really hard, and you may feel like it's the end of everything, but just know He's been there for you through everything, and this time is no different. And I want you to give those who are around you who maybe don't support what you're doing, because you making a change is going to change them and how they show up in their life. And the first thing they're going to do is be defensive if they're not supportive. And I want to just remind you that don't be upset with them for how they're acting, because they are hearing for this for the first time. And remember how you felt when you started having doubts. Remember how you felt when you started showing up a certain way. Whenever you started feeling like what you were and who you were wasn't enough, you probably were also defensive. You probably were like, oh, but I'm doing so much. I have been so successful. You literally band-aided your feelings because you thought you were supposed to be feeling another way. And I want to remind you that the people around you are probably going to feel the exact same way. They're not understanding how you feel. They're only seeing what it looks like to them. So just remember that if you are showing up and you are taking care of you and you are doing what's best for your life and what is going to bring you closer to God and what is going to make you more Christ-like, what is going to help you serve in whatever way that looks, if you have a calling and you are able to help people by doing something different, don't feel bad about listening to your passion. Don't feel bad about listening to your calling, because while it may be messy in the middle, I promise it is going to be a beautiful bloom when you have this come together. I just pray that you know how important you are and how much you matter. And I hope you never let the doubts of the world keep you from being the best version of you, because at the end of the day, that's all He's ever wanted for you. And I pray that you know that. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys so much. I appreciate all that you have been through with me. I appreciate you following along in this journey, whether it is in the messy middle or the bright bloom. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.